We have reached the last Friday in August 2018, and no, we're not actually at the Burley Horse Trials, because we felt actually it was high time we visited the final doings of Tom Piercy and his York Maze. And for the first time ever experiencing the summer York Maze, we have Sue Rice and Bridget Rice. Sue, good to see you.
Yes, nice to see you too, Alex.
So you've experienced, I think, two of the York Hallow Scream Mazes, clearly in October time. What are you anticipating from this Jurassic Park, Jurassic World theme maze?
Well, I am anticipating a whole bagload of goodness, because there's so many people here today. And the sun has come out and it's absolutely glorious. So I can't wait to find out what we're going to find in there.
Bridget, have you been brushing up on your dinosaur knowledge?
Yeah, because I watched the Fallen Kingdom movie.
Excellent. This is what we like to hear. So sort of through there. Tom Piercy will be joining us shortly, making her debut, first time actually in the joy that is the York Maze. First class honours graduate extraordinaire from Sandlinks and much more. And originally from Braintree, which is a wonderful place. Lots of trees, lots of brains. It's Lauren Wood. How are you, Lauren?
I'm very well, thank you, and I'm very excited.
Well, you've already had the trauma of travelling up with a completely insane driver to actually cross over the Humber Bridge, dealing with sort of irate cars and all sorts of other bits. So you've made it this far. What about yourself and Jurassic knowledge? Are you familiar with this? I mean, do you know your Cretaceous from your Carboniferous?
No. I need to be educated. I need to be educated. Bridget needs to educate me today.
Well, this is going to be interesting, because we do have for once a little challenge here, and we're looking at a little goodie package comprising the Jurassic World movie on DVD and the 2019 Jurassic World Annual, which I think what we'll be basically doing is we might have the Rice family taking on board the the wooden left juke scenario here, and just see what actually happens here in terms of securing those five clues, those five crucial clues in the maze.
Well, I look forward to this challenge.
Always ratcheting that boundary up there. I know, Bridget, you're also keen to actually revisit the House of Corn Fusion.
Yeah, that was really good last time, because you just got really confused because you couldn't find any way out, and it was really good.
Sounds pretty much like a public relations degree in many ways, Lauren, but so never mind. Really confused. Is there any way out whatsoever? Lauren, what are you looking forward to? What are your first impressions?
It's very busy, so I feel like there's lots to be excited about and look forward to.
Including, of course, meeting Tom Piercy, who, as calendar folk will know with the Midrick Drivets calendar, is actually Mr. August. So Tom hasn't actually received the calendar, and so it's a traditional thing that actually most folk that get their calendars for the following year, you know, pretty much towards the end of the preceding year, maybe 2017. No, we actually wait until August to actually and the last day in August to actually deliver Tom his particular calendar.
Well, you know, yeah, these calendars are muchly
collector's items.
And muchly anticipated, yes.
Limited editions. We should really have a certificate of authenticity with each one. I mean, I was sharing with Lauren, she's highly likely to be in the 2019 calendar.
Well, yes, I mean, and I always look forward to seeing which photographs have made the cut.
Always critical. You're listening to the Midrick Drive team on location, technically, I suppose, with Sound and Country Vision. Tessa is mortified she couldn't come up here today, but never mind, we're hopefully sort of doing a whole range of things with you from that point of view. And we're at the York Maze 2018 with the Jurassic World theme. More of this from somewhere in the fields in a few moments from now. Exciting times indeed, because before we even stepped foot across the threshold of the maze, Tom Pierce is with us. Yay, Tom!
Good morning, Alex. Goodbye, everybody.
And I see that, unlike my visit last year, the fields of York Maze are flooded with people! So it was about 360-odd days ago. We were sitting here and the rain was bucketing.
Was it really? Well, you normally do bring the foul weather from down south with you.
Foul weather from down south. I'll have you know, Lauren here is from Essex. Braintree, no less.
Even further south.
And Sue's from Gainsborough, although originally from Horncastle.
Ooh, Skegness.
Of course. Yes, all the greats.
It's lovely to see the sun shining. It's lovely.
So, serious stuff here, Tom, whilst you're here. Obviously, we have the official presentation of the calendar, which we'll do the photo shoot in a few moments. You'll be pleased to know you've maintained your position as Mr. August. No, Mr. August.
Disappointed. I was sure I was a page three stunner.
So passe. In these politically correct days, we step away from that whole side of things there. Bridget's already setting out the whole thing. Say, look, that's you, Mr. Piercy, there, on August sort of routine. But we've also brought along, it's the first time in... I think we've been doing these about 15 years, Tom, in various ways. There, you see, there we are, Tom, in August.
Okay, that's nice, isn't it? I've actually got my calendar in the picture, on the calendar.
It's one of those classic lines, you see. You go back and back and back. I felt we'd sort of do a time recursive occlusion thing.
And I'll have the calendar open with a photo of me holding a calendar.
You're ahead of me again. I can see, always looking for that photo shoot. It's fantastic stuff. But we're also setting up a little team because we'll have the Rice family, Bridget and Sue, challenging Lauren and myself to effectively seek out the clues in the maze. Now, this is why I was a bit perturbed when we spoke last week on air with Midweek Drive. I've been genning up on the Jurassic World and Jurassic Park movies. You say it's all about dinosaurs.
Well, it's more paleontology. We're a mixture of dinosaurs and the film, so we're celebrating all things dinosaur-y. So the dinosaurs, there are six dinosaurs hidden in the maze, and they're not all necessarily in the film.
Okay.
But they've all got massively long, complicated names, which has made it really hard to get them onto the quiz sheet.
These are the ways forward. Sue.
A bit like the Durinkithinkosaurus.
See, Sue's... I see the Colonel. Colonel's behind us there. Oh, sorry, I always get very excited when we see Colonel. And, of course, his glamorous assistant.
Sweetie Corn,
amazing. Hashtag me too. Sorry. I can see the bills now coming through. They're coming towards us as we speak. Who knows what excitement could be having now. But we do have this little challenge whereby a Jurassic World annual for 2019 and a Jurassic World movie DVD, that's up for grabs for the winner. So it's a little bonus.
Oh, I like the sound of this. It's getting tasty, isn't it?
We'd actually move on that basis, but we'll open it now to Lauren. Questions for Tom, as indeed Colonel is right behind you. It's too good a photo opportunity to miss, so I will hold you the whole thing. We'll just get this sort of thing. Just talk away.
Right. Whilst I'm having my photo taken with. So Tom, what's your favourite kind of dinosaur? What has been the favourite of them all?
Two dinosaurs. We've actually got two pet velociraptors at the maze, and when you come out of the maze, you might meet them. One is called Sweetiesaurus, and the other one is called. You ready for this one, Alex? Cobzilla. Cobzilla. We love a mazy pun here, don't we? We love a mazy pun. So yeah, when you come out of the maze, the first one out will actually win the audience with the velociraptors.
Very, very exciting.
It is thrilling. When you see the photographs of yourself with Colonel Curley in the background there, it'll be probably replace your graduation photographs, I would have thought, Lauren. I mean, it was just... Sue, thoughts for yourself?
Presumably this is not the first time you've done a themed maze, Tom. What have been the other themes that you've done in the past?
Oh, goodness me, there's been an awful lot of them. So, yeah, every year we do a different theme. So we chop the pathways into the maze plants to look like something from above. So if we just roll back the years, last year was Star Wars. We had a giant Death Star. Year before that, I think, was celebrating Roald Dahl. So we had a giant Willy Wonka and a hungry crocodile and Fantastic Mr. Fox cut into the maze. Year before that, goodness.
I can't believe this. He's forgetting. Five, four, three, two, one.
Thunderbirds. Goodness.
Jamie will be devastated when he listens to this, Tom. He'll say, 3 years, he's forgotten me already.
Giant Thunderbird 2, yes, I forgot about that one. We've done James Bond, we've done Star Trek, which I believe was Alex's favourite many, many moons ago. But it'll be coming round again soon. We had another 10 years on. I think it was the 40th we did.
And might have been the...
In fact, I think we might have even missed the 50th.
Did indeed miss the 50th.
We could do the 60th. So that's a great thing. Now that we've done 10 years... All I do is just take the theme from 10 years ago, add 10 to the anniversary, and Bob's your uncle.
Of course, Tom doesn't actually get any older physically at all. Yeah, in the 15 years I've actually known him.
Farmers don't, Alex. This is a well-known fact. They don't. They always stay the same.
So how does it feel as a 15-year-old, Tom, to have actually...
I think the secret is I've been pickled by alcohol. Perfect preservative, Alex.
Remember, I was thinking, there's the maze on fire. No, it's all right. It's just smoke coming up from different areas there. So calm down.
It's the barbecue, which smells rather tasty, actually. I'm getting a bit peckish myself.
What advice would you give young Lauren for her first experience of this maze, Tom?
Don't cheat.
That's Bridget.
Bridget. I'm just looking
often known for her.
And then Lauren, obviously, because it's Lauren that's going to cheat, not Bridget. So, yes, cutting through the plants is bad form, which is always tempting in a race where there are things available. So I think probably we should do a best out of three today. So I think competition one, the maze. Competition two, the Cobsticle course, the world's only, first and only corn cob-based obstacle course. And what could three, challenge three could be corn on the club? Mini golf, corn on the club?
Well, I mean these are kind of things which we hadn't even written into our agenda, Tom, so
or
who knows?
You could race each other across our climbing wall, otherwise known as Cornwall. Or you could try our new attraction, first one to the top of the Volcano.
Yes.
Well, obviously Bridget's going to win this hands down, I think, so we'll just do...
You might as
well,
Lauren,
we may as well just sit here and drink tea while she does this.
It's just be me and Bridget who went in for that one, I think.
It's not like the volcano at Fantasy Island. That looked terrifying.
No, this one's just mildly terrifying.
Oh.
But it doesn't blow up or anything. You just have to climb up it and slide down it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
And we haven't even mentioned the House of Corn Fusion.
The House of Corn Fusion, which is my personal second favourite thing.
My favourite one.
My favourite thing is Cro-Mania. Cro-Mania is my favourite. But don't tell all the people working on the stage show that I like Cro-Mania best. Because I've said everyone, they're all my favourites.
Of course. The fantastic team you've got working for you, usual range of students, equity, extras and so on.
Yes, yeah, all as mad as hatters. Which they have to be to qualify to work here, Alex, as you well know.
And are we already gearing up for the Hallows Scream event?
We are indeed, yeah. We've already started building Hallows Scream. We've had an American 3D UV artist working here for a month who has converted one of the attractions to be a fully 3D attraction. So you'll put the glasses on and the whole...
Like this interview, Tom, if I reach out, I can almost touch you.
Wow. So, yeah, that's going to be good fun, and we've got quite a few other new bits and pieces. So we've already started work on that, actually, yeah.
Lauren, any other thoughts?
No.
Stymied, you see. Stymied. Stunned by that.
She looks a little confused, doesn't she?
Oh, he's got them all in the bag today, hasn't he?
He shoots, he scores. People want to actually access the York Maze, yorkmaze.com. We've got, if you're listening to this as we release this as a podcast... Early September. Is there about 1 week, 1 week, 2 weeks to go?
We close on Monday, so we've got exactly 4 days to go.
So you probably, if you're listening to this podcast, you might not be booked for next year. And don't forget, of course, as far as the Hallows Scream is concerned, I think you were taken by the size of the pumpkins, Sue, if I recall.
Oh, we were in heaven last year. It was fantastic. There was just pumpkins everywhere. It was, which one do we carve first?
Did you win the golden pumpkin?
Sadly not. We did try.
I was about to say about that, where you could, like, win something inside a pumpkin.
Yeah, if you win the golden ticket inside a pumpkin, you get a real solid gold pumpkin.
Okay.
And so it goes, Tom. A delight as ever. We'll see you around in all sorts of ways. When are you going to come to the Siren Studios, though?
It's still on my to-do list. Still on my to-do list.
Not the bucket list, but the to-do list.
Very similar.
They have returned in what I have to say is probably record time. They, of course, being Lauren and Bridget. Lauren, you've been through the House of Corn Fusion. Your thoughts?
It was quite confusing, to be honest.
So, when you started off with that wander through the polyvinyl and polythene routines and you're turning round and round, did you sort of think, what has Bridget got me into?
Slightly, but she was very... skilled in knowing where all the real doors were.
Bridget, you've actually, this is I think your third or fourth visit to the House of Corn Fusion.
Third.
So how does it compare with previous adventures?
Well, they've changed a bit, which I'm quite like, that was a really good room, but they've changed it.
They've changed it?
Yeah.
So what have they changed? Do they still have the teeny tiny room that you actually work through?
What, do you mean the one where the ceiling gets...
Yes.
Yeah, they still have that.
So they've still got that. Do they still have the room where gravity kind of forces you against the wall?
Yeah. The one that's, like, it's a almost vertical, but it's just it's sideways.
How did you relate to that, Lauren? Because that often confuses people tremendously when you think as though you're walking in a straight line, but you're being pressed down with some phenomenal pace, really.
Yeah, we were being pressed down, but we were walking against it. So I feel like we were very skilled.
Yeah,
we were going against the odds.
We leaned against top things so that we didn't fall all the way down. And then when we got down, we had to lean backwards so we didn't just go like that against the other wall.
Just as well, Lauren, you actually had Bridget as your superhero and protector here.
Yeah, she's guiding us all the way.
And what, did the eyes of the portrait still follow you around?
I know, I don't think we saw that one. Was that one
there?
Yeah,
that was the room where all of the pictures.
Yeah. They were following us.
And the bridge, of course. The bridge which kind of wheels around on itself. Was that also there with Technicolor Bridge?
They changed that into a water fountain.
It's a water fountain as opposed to a bridge that rotates.
Well, I have to say, I'm absolutely amazed, therefore, that Bridget, or you, Lauren, actually came out dry. Because Bridget usually, the first sight of water, she's in, aren't you, Bridget?
Yeah, so it was blocked off, though. It was just, a decoration.
Well, I think that's an honourable draw then. So in the Royce Family Challenge versus Lauren and yours truly, Alex Levchuk, it's probably an honourable draw for that. So it means that all things rest on probably the big maze, Lauren. I mean, are you set with respect to the clues for this?
Yeah, I feel like we're a strong team. So I think the clues, we're gonna win.
Well, you see, that's that kind of confidence that, you know, gives an ageing academic just positivity in their graduates today. Bridget, are you confident with your mum's skills?
Yeah, I had to guide her through the House of Confusion. I think if she wants to win, she'll have to have me to guide her, but sadly, I'm not on her team.
Bring it on!
Very good. We have started our general promenade and Sue has been taken by the wasp traps that you've been seeing, Sue. So we're just, I think, by a wasp trap.
I am absolutely massively impressed to see these, and they are all over the place. So many places that you go to, outdoor particularly, where there's this time of year. Unfortunately, this is just the nature of things outdoorsy, but it's nice to see that with lots of children around, they've actually taken the responsibility of getting rid of the wasps.
Don't diss the wasps. They can be quite.
They're nasty, horrible, stinking things, and I can't stand them.
All things bright and beautiful. World Aquanaut Security Patrol as well for stingray fans. When I started my teaching career in Cambridge, various children at this time of the year were saying jaspers. Did you know that jaspers was a pseudonym for wasps at all?
No, I had no idea.
So what do you call wasps in Braintree?
Wasps. Just call them wasps.
Just wasps. Yeah. And in the joys of.
Well, I didn't know they were called jaspers, so that's our learning outcome for today.
Well, they're in Cambridge, and possibly also in Teesside as well, because I was regularly sort of assailed with students saying, or indeed pupils at this stage, not too old, much older than Bridget, saying, oh, jaspers, and apparently they are wasps.
No, I had no idea about that one. No, I mean, I could tell you what I call them, but clearly that was
not on her. Bridget, your thoughts on the wasp?
Pests.
You see, I was once told that wasps are nature's refuse collectors. You know, they do their bit in their own way. We must not knock the wasps. They don't give us honey, but they do their stuff.
I don't mind bees and other such flying things because they have their place in the circle of life. But wasps seemingly don't really seem to have anywhere in the circle
of life.
You
see, you can take sort of comedians having coffee in cars and actually replace it with Midrick Drivettes on a location just outside the Maze of Illusions. Lauren, where are we going? Are we going to the Maze of Illusions?
Yeah, I think we are about to go in.
We are. Are we going to the Maze of Illusions soon?
We are. We're going to take you on. We're going to win.
Well, here we go then. This is challenging stuff there. We're off to find whatever. Meaning of life. Everything. Well, clearly, it's a time for the pre-Brexit negotiations to start here because we've actually moved from spin the wheel, which has been duly spun and continues to be spun by Bridget, to where's the pie? The day's sign illusion, and of course the chess set. Where's the pie with the line, this scrumptious pie has the ability to appear and disappear right before your eyes. Can you, Lauren, see one piece of the pie or a whole pie with the piece missing?
I can see a whole pie with all of it in its contents.
What about yourself, Bridget?
I can see... Well, I can see a pie, but I can also see what... Our teacher, Mrs. Driver, used to call a crocodile mouth.
See, that's what Mrs. Driver would actually sort of deal with, the crocodile mouth. Very important. And what about day's sign illusion? You've been looking at that, Sue. Do some line segments seem longer than the others?
They do indeed, but I'll bet they're not.
See, this is what, if you were at the University of Lincoln studying psychology, you'd be doing these exercises on a day-by-day basis.
They're the same.
And you might well say, what's the point? It's almost like seeing giant lollipops. We now actually have a range of things there with, of course, the interesting line. We may be taking snaps for our media today, so please smile if you see the camera.
Is that our camera?
Well, who knows? Exactly. But is this taking you on a whole new green journey then, Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an apple flavour. You know, imagining what... If it was a lollipop, it would taste like apple.
But indeed, it's a piece of reinforced cardboard. Just to sort of confirm, oh, we're going backwards now. It's a strange world. Sue, are you enjoying this?
Yeah, this one is 3D. This looks really odd.
A 3D apple. You reach out and touch it. Memory serves, the last time I did this whole maze of confusion, it was with Katrina Webb, of course, who was a former Miss York. But to Twisted Spirals, Ambiguous Horse Illusions, and Bulging Lines, any one of those that you think, that's the one for me, if I was looking for house design or design for sound links, I'd go for that one.
I think maybe the Twisted Spiral, because it...
Twisted Spiral, sir?
Yes, I think so, because I think the Bulging Lines thing might make me feel a little ill if I looked at it too long.
And the Ambiguous Horse Illusion.
Yeah, that's a funny one. I'm not sure whether it's pointing towards us or away from us. My money's on pointing towards us, but I'm sure that other people have a different view.
Many folk would say at the University of Lincoln, our students can tell one end of the horse from another.
Yes.
Some of the staff have difficulty, but that's just an observation.
Well, I couldn't possibly comment about that, Alex.
We are literally on the threshold of the giant maze, looking at some of the historic past mazes that have actually astounded the participants at the York Maze here. The Harry Potter maze, the Spitfire maze, the Flying Scotsman maze. Lauren, thoughts on what you're seeing? Any of these mazes you'd like to go back in time and visit?
Definitely the Harry Potter one. I would have 100% be dressing up, which is making me question why we're not dressed up as dinosaurs today for this dinosaur maze.
This is a very sensible question, Lauren, and it's something which I think we clearly need to look towards. Sue, your first time obviously at the Summer Maze, where you've seen some of these things in action before. Any one here that you particularly thought, I suppose technically the 2005 maze would now actually be referred to as the Queen Elizabeth Tower Maze?
Yes, there's two that have particularly caught my eye. The Bond maze, because I quite like Bond.
Can you believe Richard Fitzwilliams? Yeah, the Richard Fitzwilliams is basically saying James Bond should be put out to pasture. He's gone, he's passed. I was apoplectic, as Lauren will confirm.
Controversial opinion, yes. I can understand how he would, being a purist, of course, I can understand how he would come to this opinion. I don't know, I think there's life in it yet. But the other one I've seen that I really wish I had gone in was the Death Star maze. Ah, oh, I so wish I'd gone to that one.
Well, Lisa, what about yourself, Bridget? What maze would you have liked to have gone in?
I would have liked to have gone in the Star Trek maze.
Good choice. Well sorted, well addressed from that point of view.
Starship's good.
The classic 2006. Well, we're going to go back in time now because we are going into this year's theme maze, which of course is the Jurassic Park theme maze. Do you want to go to the observation tower first, or do you want to go and dive in straight away?
Let's dive in.
Well, Bridget has fired the starting pistol, and already the Royce family have actually leapt ahead from that point of view, Lauren. So, Lauren, we're in your hands.
Yeah, they certainly had a head start, but maybe slow and steady wins the race.
Right, well, let's just check this first question then, shall we? Because we've got the first question here from our colleagues in York Maze here.
The question is, the dinosaur, what is the question?
I think she's going to read it out now, all being well, so... We're apparently looking at a dinosaur which lived in the late Cretaceous period, about 75 million years ago, so a little younger than myself. It was a small meat-eating dinosaur whose name meant swift-running lizard. I think, Lauren, this might be Velociraptor.
I think that is a good guess.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I agree.
I'm coming from there. Well, the answer is at tower number one, so we need to find our way to tower number one.
Okay, let's go.
Well, this is it, Lauren. We've crossed the threshold. Now, where do we go?
I think maybe we follow the people in front of us.
Eminently sensible. But I see we've actually got a dinosaur that's just about to poke itself out there. And who knows what could happen?
Who knows what could happen? This is our first experience of the first dinosaur in the maze, so who knows?
Dinosaur, often completist, named after Terrible Lizard, for our Victorian people who are very much into their dinosaurs in their own way. And, I mean, where do you sit on dinosaurs? Obviously, very carefully. But in terms of... were you a dinosaur fan as a girl, Laura?
Not massively, not compared to some other people I know. But
I like.
Well, fortunately, it does say, please do not climb or sit on the dinosaurs. Despite their scary appearance, they're not strong enough. But I think we need a shot of you itself being frightened by a dinosaur. But it's not as though we've completely lost the Rice family. Presumably, they're already finishing the whole thing through there. But Lauren is holding on to the prizes, so that's good from that point of view. Again, follow your innate sense of computer. I mean, obviously, the folk, your original plan, Lauren, which was to follow the other people, they kind of split in all sorts of different directions. So, we are obviously wandering around some part of the dinosaur head. Does our York Maze booklet actually help with this at all?
That's a good question. Let's consult the booklet.
York Maze, does it actually give us an image of the maze, or should we have actually gone to the... No image whatsoever. Oh, well, we're on our own then. We don't have the compass because that's actually gone to... to Bridget. You may never hear from us again, but if anybody does actually rescue this particular recording, I'd like to say it's been a fun life, an enjoyable life, and who better than to actually spend your last hours than being in a York Maze with Lauren Wood. There you go. We have actually just had a clip of Jeff Goldblum saying if it all goes wrong at Disneyland, the attractions don't eat the tourists, which is wonderful. This is question three.
Two or four legs. It had a large bony growth coming out of the back of its skull. It lived in the late Cretaceous period about 75 million years ago. Its name translates as near-crested lizard. But what is its official name? You'll find him at tower number three.
And if we could only fly, Lauren, we'd see number three right over there.
Yeah, but it's to our right at the minute. So we don't have a compass, so who knows when we get down there.
Now, the interesting news, Lauren, is we seem to have caught up with the Rice family.
We have. I think maybe we're ahead of them, because we're at number two. We got to here before they did.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we are. As Aesop would say, that tortoise and the hare, sometimes you just need to work through that. But Bridget's looking seriously competitive now. I mean, she's writing her things down. She's not going to have any spelling mistakes with that young lady.
No, I think she's already been practising her dinosaur spelling.
I think she's geared up the whole thing. Sue, if we can grab a few words with your good self, a kind of in-action moment. We were just saying that here we are a couple of steps away from the whole thing, and we already seem to have caught you up. So are we having challenges here?
Caught you up? No. We're ahead of you.
It's fighting talk, Lauren.
I think maybe they might be going round the numbers in a different manner.
Oh, well, yeah. We've been frightened by the actual lizards that are actually in the maze, those terrible darn lizards, etc. As Jeff Goldblum said, I'll say it again, in Disneyland, the theme park attractions don't eat the tourists.
No!
And with the words, the race continues, Bridget has taken off fleet of foot, charging, literally charging to the third routine. As I say, talk about competitive offspring. Amazing.
Very, yes.
I can only describe it as like a young velociraptor charging after its prey, really.
Quite apt, really. In good company.
Third line of your quiz show. Now you're ready for the next question.
Question number four. And the next dinosaur you see was a close relation to the first one you found. The,
Dromaeosaurus.
Thanks, dinosaur buddy. But lived before it in the early...
Cretaceous.
...period, about 125 million years ago. It could grow to the size of a large polar bear and had sharp claws on its toes. It used to slash at its prey. It was named after the American state in which it was discovered. But what is its name? You will find it hiding at our next tower.
Well, hopefully you made sense of that, Lauren.
I think maybe just, but yes, I'm not kind of in dinosaur language.
So using your innate sense of direction, where do we head now for tower number four?
Behind you, Alex.
It's not.
Directly behind you. I think we need to go a left out of here. And hopefully we don't go round in circles again like we admittedly just did.
We're just giving the Royce family a nice head start, really. Well, we haven't given up as yet, even though everybody else seems to have done that. Never mind. Onwards. Well, Lauren and myself have been proudly presented with our cornered the York Maze stickers. Very proud and happy to have those. In fact, in many ways, Lauren, presumably that will also take pride of place with your mortarboard and full degree at the Cathedral of Lincoln in a few weeks' time.
I think so. I think I will have the full collection very shortly.
Exactly. We'll sort it through there. There might be a slight suggestion that, in the words of James T. Kirk, we, quote, change the conditions of the test. But that's by the by, really. You know, we saw the exit, we went for the exit, we completed our packages, and there's still no sign of Sue or, indeed, Bridget.
No, I think maybe they were too excited and too quick.
Exactly. But, Lauren, you still have the prizes, which probably in the spirit of the game, we probably will still actually sort of say probably will end up with Bridget, I suspect.
Yeah, I think so. It's been in my possession this whole time, but it's not mine.
And if worse comes to worse, you can always actually watch the Jurassic World movies on Amazon Prime or indeed... Well, actually, are they on Netflix? I think one or two of them actually are there. Certainly on Amazon Prime. So there we are. Or indeed purchase the DVDs. Quite. And the world continues. So actually, on a slightly more serious note, Lauren, what have you made of this one of Europe's positive attractions, one of sometimes Europe's lesser known attractions, but the largest maze in Europe? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than just a maze. Like, there's all sorts of different entertainment for the family here, and it seems to be very popular with everybody. And there's different themes, and you know, there's a storyline to it. So,
one of the things that really impresses me, I think this is kudos to Tom and the organising body behind this, is the assistants are all very friendly. They're very positive. But also, even though there are obviously queues for certain things, and we're here, it's fair to say, on a very, very busy day. I mean, as we said, the maze has only got a couple more days to actually run. It's probably approaching the last days of the school holiday, school vacation, you can tell. Wonderful weather today, lots of folk coming through there. But there's never really been a sense of queuing excessively.
No, everyone's able to just do what they want to do, and there's enough to keep you going all day, really.
Are you a veteran of various theme parks? Have you done the Alton Towers, the Disneyland, the Euro Disney, etc.?
I've done Disneyland, I've done maybe two theme parks in the UK, but I'm not like a massive attraction.
So in terms of like thoughts, does of how it compares?
I think this is sort of something for everyone in terms of like a family attraction. So you can keep everyone entertained all day.
I think we've demonstrated that today because obviously you've got all generations from the ancient chronologically gifted academics through to the young mums with Sue Royce and so on. Bridget, of course, being our junior reporter, and your good self, of course, being slap bang in the middle as a recent graduand for a couple more weeks before you become a fully fledged graduate.
Yeah, so we've all had a lot of fun, haven't we?
Indeed, and there's still a few other bits and pieces to work through. A reminder, you've been listening to a kind of Sound and Country Vision come new Theatre Royal Lincoln special. I think I got that in the right order, just for Amelia there. On location at the York Maze, I see you technically, Lauren, you could even put your heads through it. It's extraordinary what you see there.
I think that needs to happen. You can find the photo on social media later.
It's a definite thought, really, yes. And we continue ever onwards with our little hunt around the world and so on. Of course, we've still got to actually see the adventures of Maisie and Cor. That's a live show we're looking for.
A live show? Okay.
Lauren, it's time we actually interviewed one of the fabulous ambassadors that actually make this maze the genius that Tom Pearcy has rightly claimed that it actually is. And we're delighted to speak to Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. We've got a great sunny day here today and lots of people.
Well, I was just saying, I've been covering the maze since when you were actually in a different location back in the northern part, so everything from Star Trek onwards. And I know Tom always expects me every year to say, do you remember the time that the outdoor cinema tent actually collapsed? And I do remember that, Tom, but there we are. But this just seems to get better and better each year. I presume a very, very successful season.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've been here now, I think this is our 10th or 11th year on this site, and Tom always tries to do something different, bring something new in. Obviously this year Jurassic Park, and it's absolutely fantastic. People come, they enjoy themselves, great picnic areas, can bring their own food, and everyone's here having fun and enjoyment.
Are there ever any times or themes when you hear about them and you think, Mr. Pearcy, you've lost your marbles?
Yeah, there is, but obviously we go with it, and Tom comes up with the ideas and everyone enjoys them.
A couple of years ago, when we were working with Jamie Anderson, of course, we saw the whole Thunderbirds theme, which was put together. Actually, 2015, so it's 3 years ago now. And when you get an aerial view of the maze, it is quite phenomenal. And the whole thing coming together is just great and awesome. But the other good thing is it's all biodegradable.
It's spectacular on what we do, and, you know, it all goes off for animal feed and everything else. But apart from the maze, there's still a lot of things for people to do if they don't want to walk around the maze. You know, we've got slides, we've got the Angry Crows where you get wet, the pig racing, the show. You know, it's just a fantastic day out for people. And as I say, they can bring their own food, they can heat here. Quite a lot of things are undercover now. So again, if it does rain, we can still operate over the 7 week period that we are open, which is great.
I must admit, I did have a wry smile a few years ago when Tom actually had various nudist nights and naturist nights. I did assure Lauren, it's all right, it's not going to happen today, but did you ever take part in any of those yourself?
No, I think we've moved on from them now, actually.
I think so. Well said, Dave, well said. Lauren, any thoughts for yourself?
So what's been your favourite maze over the years? Have you got a favourite one?
I think this one's probably one of the hardest, if I can put it that way, because there's a lot of dead ends and a lot of areas where you get into and you've got to double back. It's just fun, it's excitement, and now obviously we're looking forward to Hallowscream, you know, and Halloween coming up in the next 4 to 6 weeks, which again is a very busy time, and it's great. So we do get a lot of people who come here now, and then again that they come back for their Halloween and Hallowscream on an evening, which is fantastic.
As well as the Golden Pumpkins, of course. Lauren, it's her first visit here. She also had the first experience of the House of Corn Fusion. Having done four of these, I kind of ease back, but I gather from Lauren and her assistant, Bridget, who's currently lost in the maze with her mum, Sue. They'll get out sooner or later. That actually, the House of Corn Fusion, you put a water feature in there.
Yeah, there's a water feature in there and various other bits and pieces, and for people that haven't been in there, it's great. You come out a little bit lopsided and it's fantastic. It's something that you need to go in and experience for yourself, to be fair. You know, the shrinking corridor and everything else. And obviously, don't worry about your mum and them in the maze, because we'll be able to find them. We've got patrol stack in there with the old radio, so if they don't come out soon, we'll get them.
I was wondering if one person lost their dog, like, how would they find it? So it's good to know.
I think they're just coming out now, by the looks of it.
They're shocked by the fact that we're here. They thought they were...
Exactly.
We've got our badges, and there we are. Dave, it's been awesome connecting with the good self there, just collecting their badges together from that point of view. It's been a delight talking to your good self, and we can't reveal, obviously, what next year's going to be, but it's going to be classic. And, well, we'll say... Yes, Bridget, how?
Did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy that? Was it good fun?
Yes.
How long did it take you?
Well, clearly a bit longer than you. I don't know how you managed that. I mean, I've got photographic evidence of all of mine.
We have our badges. We're stuck it on that sort of point, are you?
Right, well, I'm going to leave you all to just...
Dave, before you go, we need a photograph of your good self with the team. And after that, it's been a pleasure and a delight.
Okay.
Now, clearly, Bridget, you did say at the start that your favourite theme maze was Star Trek, yes?
Yeah.
Well, in Star Trek, there's a little test called the Kobayashi Maru test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the Kobayashi Maru test, James T. Kirk is the only person, any cadet at Starfleet, ever to have passed the Kobayashi Maru test.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you know why he actually passed the Kobayashi Maru test?
No.
Because he changed the conditions of the test. To which Dr. McCoy says, "You mean you cheated?" No, just change the conditions.
He changed the conditions of the test.
That's how you win the York Maze. But we had a discussion whilst we were waiting for you, and it took some time. We were conferring with the wasps of the area.
Oh, you weren't that far ahead of us now. Come on.
All sorts of things. And we felt, actually, and Lauren quite rightly took the moral high ground here and said, "It's all right, I think we'll award the prizes to Team Rice after all."
Oh, that's nice. What do you say, Bridget? Thank you.
You see, it's like an Olympian who's worked our way through that process. So you will officially have the Jurassic World Annual 2019 and the Jurassic Park DVD as well.
Well, that's fair played. Well done to the opposing team.
The Olympian spirit has not died. Sure, we have arrived at that time where we've completed the maze, the Rice family have been successful. Just about. We've done a whole variety of other species. It's time to find out what, Bridget, your favourite part of the day has been before you go home to watch your movie.
The House of Corn Fusion.
The House of Corn Fusion. Lauren Wood, your thoughts?
My favourite part was the maze.
The maze itself. Any particular favourite dinosaurs in the maze?
I can't even remember what their names are, but you know.
At least you didn't say Alex Lefchuk, that's good. Sue?
I definitely think the maze is fantastic. There are lots of little viewing areas that you could go up and see where you'd been and where you were going to. And I think my favourite...
Safer than the Little Mix concert at Lincoln?
Yeah. My favourite was the Velociraptor.
Oh, well, they are. So I didn't see any Tyrannosaurus Rex around. I was disappointed about that. I was expecting a little Tyrannosaurus Rex, but never mind. That's by the by. Or indeed Triceratops. However, life continues. We're going to quantify this because we live in an era where we have to, TripAdvisor notwithstanding, quantify everything. So, marks out of 10, Lauren?
A 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Bridget?
10 out of 10.
So, Bridget and Sue?
Well, normally I would give 9 out of 10, but the weather has been so wonderful and everybody's been so friendly and I've had such a good time in the maze. I'm afraid it's got to be a 10.
So there we are. Take note, Tom Piercy, another huge success. And fancy coming back for Hallowscream?
Yes, I think that might actually be on the cards.
Definitely.
Is that even a question?